Hey, everybody, it's Randy Woodward of the Wake Up Crew, and it's time for another DMV Weight Loss Podcast at theriver953.com, brought to you by DMV Weight Loss in Winchester and in Ashburn, home of the Metabolic Reset. I'm joined by my friend, Dr. Evan Riggleman of DMV Weight Loss. Doc, long time no see. How you been?
Doing great. How are you, Randy?
I'm wonderful. I was a little sick last week, but that's going to, if you have a sick wife, proximity, you're going to get sick. So I fought it off, and I'm back to running and feeling really good, thanks to you guys. So
hey, you that has to contribute to you just being in great health, too. You can knock these things pretty quickly.
Yeah, and I do. I fight them off. I must have really good immune system, too. We're going to talk about nutrition today, because there are some weight loss programs out there. There are many that really kind of de-emphasize nutrition. And you hear these plans that say things like, eat what you want. I'm interested in DMV's approach to overall nutrition.
Well, you certainly got to eat healthy. If you want to lose the weight, you can focus on real food. Eating what you want can be a problem for some people. You really have to focus on how your body metabolizes sugars and fats. And eating what you want ultimately may get you to where you want to be, but oftentimes you can typically gain your weight back because of that reason. So when you focus on real nutrition, we want to eat real food, low inflammatory food, low processed food. Everything these days are fortified, highly inflammatory, and we have to stay away from all of this types of food. So low inflammatory food, meats, fruits, vegetables, you stick to that, your body is going to greatly thank you, no doubt about that.
I think it just comes down to good stuff in, good stuff out.
100%.
Yeah. Well, we're coming up on apple blossom time. That's a big time here in this Shenandoah Valley. Thousands converge on the area. I love the bloom, by the way. But many of the events, the luncheons and the dinners and all of the stuff, serve alcohol. And I think I've heard a lot of people, say, I don't want to give up my alcohol. How does alcohol affect weight loss? And do I have to completely give up beer and wine with the metabolic reset?
Well, here's what I'll tell you, Randy. Largely speaking, alcohol all breaks down into sugar.
Right.
If we want our bodies to function at a very optimal level, meaning metabolizing fats on a regular basis, we do have to try to stay away from alcohol. Now, that doesn't mean you can't have a drink from time to time. I would say beer is a whole lot of inflated calories. We probably want to stay away from that. Wine, we want to be careful. Everybody knows there's sugar in wine. And obviously, liquor is one of those things as well. I encourage people, if they're going to drink, they need to be mindful of what they're mixing with their alcohol, because that's going to add a lot to it. But as long as you minimize your alcohol intake, you can have a drink from time to time. There's nothing wrong with that. It's all comes down to moderation at the end of the day.
I knew that word was coming, the M word, moderation. Now, there are some alternatives, too. You gave me a hop water, I think.
Yep.
Which was very good.
Yeah, a lot of people don't understand there's a lot of great non-alcoholic drinks out there. So if you're not wanting to drink alcohol, something like hop water, you make some electrolytes with that, and it almost tastes like a margarita. And you can still enjoy yourself and be social. A lot of people just aren't aware of these things out there, and that's one thing that we do in our program, is make people aware of things that you're just never – that you don't know what's out there.
Yeah, exactly. This is kind of a guy thing. I love grilling in the spring and summer. A lot of guys do it year round. Can I still grill steaks and chicken and fish and veggies? Because I love standing at the grill.
Randy, I want you to grill everything. I don't not just want you to grill everything, but as long as you're baking it, sauteing it, grilling it. Now that we're getting into the warmer weather, I encourage everybody to get outside, get by the grill, have some socializing, and cook up whatever you want. You literally could put anything on the grill on our program, that's for sure.
Yeah, I love that. I love that because I'm in the summer and spring, you have to pry the grilling tools out of my hand. And I know one thing, too. You guys have a great app. It's just got some super recipes.
Yeah, a lot of our recipes are focused towards grilling, obviously. We want people to enjoy preparing their own food, and that's one thing that we try to do a great job at, is showing people how you can prepare your food in a very nourishing way. And that's ultimately how you're going to keep your weight off, is by learning how to do some of these things. What we want to implement is what you're going to do the rest of your life. So preparing your food is really important, and you don't have to be a chef. I'm certainly not a chef, but you can definitely enjoy preparing your food in nourishing ways and make it easy. And grilling is one of those ways that you can do that.
I think, having good recipes keeps us interested and committed to our weight loss program.
Absolutely. And here's the other thing, is recipes are great, but a lot of people don't want recipes. A lot of people just want to open the fridge, see what they got, throw it in a pot or on the grill and just cook it up. And that's what you don't really have to go any farther than that. If you just want to throw something on the grill, you don't really necessarily need a recipe. But for those that want those recipes and enjoy cooking things up more, then obviously those are things that we provide to people.
All right. Doc, you and I have talked about this before, and that's eating out, because you've given me some, you've pointed me in the right direction on this. There are a lot of folks out there that love to eat out and don't necessarily want to give up going to their favorite restaurants, but many of the eateries out there have sections of really good food that you can go to and eat healthy.
Yeah, enjoy your life. You can go out to eat. As long as you eat the right foods, that's really what it comes down to. We don't have to focus on calories. Don't worry about any of that. Focus on eating real, nutritious foods. And you can go wherever you want. Support your local restaurants here in the area. I'm a big fan of that. I like to go out all the time. You just have to be mindful of what you're eating. And as long as you stick to healthy, nutritious foods, you're going to continuously lose weight. And we encourage all of our clients to go through our program, not to just prepare their own food on the grill and cook at home, but go out to eat. You can do that. Enjoy your life.
Yeah. I mean, it's about being social, doing the right thing. And I think you saying that made a lot of the restaurant owners out there very happy. So we're going to send all kinds of people their way.
Yeah, absolutely. Go out there and support your local community.
All right. That's a little bit about nutrition today. Doc, the initial consultation is free. If folks listen to this podcast, heard what they like, what is the next step?
You can go to dmvweightloss.com. You can schedule a free consultation. We'll sit down and we'll see if this is a great program for you or not. And off to the races we go.
Thank you, my friend.
My pleasure.
That is another DMV Weight Loss podcast brought to you by DMV Weight Loss, locations in Winchester and Ashburn. Start your own health and weight loss success story today by calling 540-486-2100 or visiting dmvweightloss.com. That's dmvweightloss.com. You'll be glad you did.